Hear the word of God. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There's a knock at the door. It's not entirely unexpected. You've seen him coming. He's been knocking at doors up and down the street, and you knew it was only a matter of time before he came to yours. A strange-looking fellow, getting up there in years, with a well-worn camel hair jacket. It's not quite in style. He smells of honey and something else you can't quite identify. "I've got a job for you," he says. "There's not any money in it, but the benefits are great." "I've already got a job," you reply, and you begin to shut the door, but something in his eyes stops you. "It's not what you think," he's saying, and his eyes tell you that you just might want to hear the rest. He's got passion, you know, and anyone with passion is worth listening to a little. So you stand there with your hand on the doorknob, ready to shut the door in his face if need be, but you listen to his words. And as you do, your hand relaxes a little. "I'm an advance man," he says. "You know what advance men do? You know, in this political season, they go into the state of the next primary. They get things ready for the candidate to come in. I do advance work, except I do my advance work for God. In the Bible, they called it prepare the way of the Lord. That's what I do, but I'm not going to be able to do it much longer. I need someone to take my place. Will you do it?" Despite your natural and best instincts not to get involved in religious discussions, particularly at your own front door, your Sunday school training takes over. I hate to break this to you, but your job's already done. You know, John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance, the forgiveness of sins. The way was prepared. John did it. Jesus already came. There are churches everywhere to prove it. Where have you been? He seems a bit fragile, and you're afraid your news will shock him, but the look on his face tells you this is actually something he's heard before. "You think this world is any less of a wilderness these days? Do you watch the news? Do you ever go online? Do you talk to your kids? The world needs a Christ now more than ever. There's plenty of advance work to do, lots of preparations to make, and in case you were wondering, preparing for Christmas is not the same thing as preparing the way of the Lord." To someone who has spent the last 2 hours trying to figure out which bulbs on the Christmas chain of lights will light and which ones won't, that comment is a little bit of a bullseye. The visitor presses his advantage. He continues, "Prepare the way of the Lord. It's God's world, every last corner of it, and every last place needs to be prepared," he says. "Prepare the way of the Lord in that wilderness that you work in, by treating the people who work for you or with you with respect, with dignity, because they too are children of God. Prepare the way of the Lord by refusing to laugh at those jokes that demean another gender, that demean other races, that demean other peoples. And if you can't talk about your faith as no one seems comfortable doing these days without feeling like you might be labeled a religious extremist, at least don't hide the fact. Don't hide the fact that you live your life in loyalty to something else, to someone else. That just might encourage them to look beyond themselves too. He stops to take a breath, but you know this street preacher isn't finished yet. You can prepare the way of the Lord where you live. We seem pretty safe out here in the suburbs, but there are wounded cities as close as Waukegan or North Chicago, and there are wounded people everywhere. When will we realize that their wounds are our wounds? That when one child grows up without a decent education, without health, without love, that we're all affected, we're all diminished by that? When will we realize that loss and loneliness and grief are best borne together rather than alone? When will we realize that the violence that rages in our world, it may not touch a member of our family, but it clutches all of our souls? Whether it's the wilderness of some faraway city or the wilderness of a despairing heart, the way of the Lord needs to be prepared. And compassion for one another is the only way to do that. Again, there was a pause, ever so brief, before the man went on. What about preparing the way of the Lord in your own children? It's hard for you to talk to them about God, isn't it? Especially fathers. He shook his head, sadly. In America today, we're also conditioned to think that faith is a private matter, that we rarely discuss it with our kids. But who else will tell them? Who else has such an influence on them? Who else will prepare the way of the Lord in those young hearts? He pulled a wrinkled clipping from the Chicago Tribune. Here, listen to what a Jewish rabbi wrote not nearly as long ago as Isaiah. He wrote, "Modern parents have a hard time unabashedly discussing God. It's so much easier to get caught up in the spirit of the season, as though that were separate from its religious origins. We secularize the holidays into being about goodwill or giving alone when those are only the byproducts of our faith. Our job as parents of all traditions is to recall the fundamentals of our faith. The holiday season is a time to recover simple truths, that the notion of a close and caring God is at the heart of what we believe, and that that's more important than all the pomp and celebrations surrounding it. And that to teach our children about God is our parents' high task and calling." Here, look, this is what a rabbi said about preparing the way of the Lord in our own children. He seemed to be winding down, but a burst of energy arose. "And of course, the most neglected job of all," he says, "the preparing of your own heart. Think about all the energy you put into preparing for Christmas, and how little energy you put into preparing your own soul. What does the Christmas carol say? Let every heart prepare him room. A person dying of thirst knows enough to go for a drink of water. So why don't we know when we're dying for lack of spirit?" Again, he shook his head. But he perked up quickly. "So what do you say? Can I count on you to take my place? I'm getting rather old, you know. I've been at this a long time." He tugged at the lapel of his camel hair jacket and a few more hairs fell out of it. He's crazy, of course, he thought to yourself. What he says makes a certain amount of sense, but you're never going to be a street preacher. Still, the Christian thing to do is to give this man a break, to get him off the street, back home, wherever his home is. So it feels a little dishonest, but it's the right thing to do when you say, "Okay, sure, yeah, I'll do it. And he smiles, and his eyes light up. And he says, "Good, good, God will be with you." And then off he walks down the sidewalk. And you watch him as he goes and to your neighbor's sidewalk and starts walking up to your neighbor's door. And you call after him, "Hey, I said I'd do it. I'll take your place. You don't have to look any further." course I do, he shouts back. God needs all the advanced men, advanced women he can get. Besides, you won't go knocking on any doors, will you? That's not your way. You'll do it your own way. And he waves, and you can almost see his eyes still dancing as he turns away. And as you shut the door, you begin to think of a place where maybe you yourself could begin to prepare the way of the Lord. Some place in your own life, maybe even your own heart. And you realize that just maybe you really meant it when you told that man yes. By the grace of God, may all of us prepare the way of the Lord in this and every season, in our own lives and in one another's. Amen.